You're about to hear the Daf Yomi on Masechet Chulin from Daf Cycle number 12 in the year Tovshin Ayin Aleph. It'll be followed by a rapid review enabling you to get a quick glimpse of the Daf, and then I'm going to replay you the Daf from the 11th cycle from the year 2004, which you might enjoy more because of a different ambience and different participants. Enjoy. Today's Daf in Masechet Chulin is Daf Zayin, and we are holding in the middle of the sugya of Rabbi Meir in Beit Shan. And so we're down to around the middle of the page. And we had just brought a raya that Rabbi was matir the entire Beit Shan based on Rabbi Meir's eating one piece of lettuce. And apparently the only way to explain that was that Beit Shan was not included in the gulot of Kedushat Haaretz of the Biashnia from Babel, and therefore wasn't chayev even the Rabbanan on a Meiser de Rabbanan, despite the fact that for Dioraita they would have been mitaken at the equivalent of Rabbanan there too. Ask the Gemara today, and now we're going to see how this is connected to our previous figure. Ask the Gemara today, Rabbi Yirmi Amar Le Rabbi Yirmi Le Rabbi Zera, and Rabbi Zera is a very dangerous guy to ask this question to, because Rabbi Zera is the one that all along is the one who's told us Alocha Ben Danshel Tzadikim. He's always wondering, how could somebody eat something that wasn't kosher? Because Ben Danshel Tzadikim. Happens to be that he was the target of this question. So Rabbi Yirmiyah said, I understand what the raya is. First of all, just because you watch Rabbi Meir nibble a piece of lettuce, how does that prove that this lettuce was even chayav a meiser? I mean, maybe he stopped, picked the lettuce and ate it, in which case it's an achilas arayah. So what is he? What does that show? That would be mutter even in the middle of Eretz Yisrael. Omale, no, the story was me'aguda achle. He took it out of a package of lettuce, and it says, if it's none, yerek ane'egad mishiyaget, that the shear at the point of the chiyuvin maser is that any type of vegetable which is generally packaged in a package, the moment that it's tied together in that package, it becomes chayav. Okay, but look, I mean, it was one piece of lettuce. Maybe he just wasn't thinking when he ate one piece of lettuce. You know, maybe he ate a not kosher piece of lettuce. So how do you know if it's yom lava daite? Oy, says Rabbi Zera, lava daite. Hashta be'entan shal tzadikim. Ein ha-kadosh baruch hu mevi takalau yadan. Tzadikim atzman lo kosher kein. People that have no understanding and respect for the state of, they think we decided to go off on a tangent. Now we're going to speak about everything that Rabbi Zera ever mentioned about Ben Tamshot Tzadikim, you understand? And we'll discuss all these nice, cute little maisalak about Ben Tamshot Tzadikim. And eventually we may remember when the middle of the Sechel School, and maybe we'll start talking about Shkita again, instead of recognizing the astonishing beauty of the structure that goes straight to the core of the relationship of Adam Ubehima, starting from Adam Ubehima to Shia Hashem, continuing on into the sugya of the relationship of the extension of Ubehima being the person. It's unbelievable. It's so beautiful. Anyway, so of course he throws back at him, how can you think such a thing? If Ben Tan Shal Tzadikim Ben HaKadosh Baruch Hu Mevita Kalah Yadan Tzadikin Atzman Lo Kol Shekein. So how do we know? Maybe Rabbi Meir had a store of lettuce that he would use that wasn't miser, that wherever he was and he had lettuce, he could take off miser from a piece in his store. Store meaning storage. Of his lettuce. No, it's against the rules. You're not supposed to rely on something that's in another place. It has to be next to you. And maybe he took off miser from this piece of lettuce, on the piece of lettuce, by being mafresh on the northern side, should be true megadela, and so on and so forth, and that way he ate it, and you didn't notice. I mean, this whole thing is done to machshava. So maybe it was natane nav bitzadze, v'achal bitzad acher. Omar lei, says Rabbi Zera to Rabbi Yirmiya, what kind of taina is that? What do you think we're playing games over here? It was Rabbi Yeshua ben Zorus that was made. Chaziman gavra rabba kamasid ala. I think he's telling us Baba Maisa. This is remarkable, of course, because it was Rabbi Zera who had originally accused Rabbi Yehoshua of saying Gomer Baba Maisa, saying Shema Lo Shema Rabbi Ella, and that's why they had made fun of him, and he had had Charota because of this whole story about this. A lot of ironies here, what's going on. But anyway, obviously, if he told you over a story like this, he's telling it to you because he checked his facts, and he knows that that's not the case. My Bemtan Shal Tzadikim. Now, we've been referring constantly back to this question of Bemtan Shal Tzadikim. What is Rabbi Zeira's proof that Bemtan Shal Tzadikim are not going to be nichshal in eating something, takol? The Rabbi Pinchas ben Yemen Yoyer, because of a pigeon shrine. Pinchas ben Yoyer was once going to be paid up. Some people had been captured, and he's on the way, and there he is, needing to get across the Ginoy Nahara, Pagabe Ginoy Nahara, and he's got no means of transportation over the Nahar. Omar Lesu, he says to the Nahar, Ginoy, Chalakli Meimecha, Ve'avor Becha, will you split, please? I got a part. Omar Lesu, the Ginoy responds to him, wow, who do you think you are anyway? You know, Ata Olech Lasotetzon Kuncha, Ni Olech Lasotetzon Kami. I mean, we've both got jobs in life, you know. My job is pretty reliable. You, ata sofek oseh sofek yata oseh. What do you know about me? Maybe you'll be able to buy these shvuyim back. Maybe you won't. I mean, you never know. Hamas, very hard to deal with them. Ani vaday oseh. I definitely am going to be mekayim kol anechalim olchim al hayam, and it'll keep moving along. She just goes rolling along. Omar Leis, Rabbi Meir said to Ginoy, "Im I atacholek." Look, let's get the order of priorities straight around here. If you don't split, we'll see what's going to happen when you just go rolling along. Because Gozrani Alecha Shelo Yavru Bachmayim Loolam. How would you do about that? I'm going to make a gzera that we cancel Ginoy. You know, we humans, very dangerous species. All it takes is a little hydroelectric there. Whoops, there goes a $1 million Ginoy. So what are you going to do about that? So obviously the Adam is the one that takes precedence over you. I'm in this business and the Olech Lasotetzon Koni. All of this is taking place, as Tosfos either take place in his mind or there's an embodiment of the nature of the Malach, of the Tsar of the Yang. In any event, Cholakva. So the river split for Havayahu Gavra, Tavidari Khitilapis. There was another guy who was running along who had been carrying these packages of wheat to make his matzah. So Rabbi Meir said to Ginoy, this guy's gotta get by, split for him too. Chalok and Amilais, but he's involved in a mitzvah. All right, he wasn't gonna argue anymore with Rabbi Meir, no? Cholakva. Havayahu Taya de Lava Badayu. There was this Arab who was walking by, was with them on the road. On my life, Rabbi Meir says, look, you better split for this guy also. Because, Chalok by Damil Ahai, because otherwise people will say, look at these guys. They leave one guy behind, they cross these rivers, and we're not good enough for them. That's all we need. I mean, that's exactly the third intifada. So, Shalolei Makach Osim the Deila Vaya. That's what we do to people who are walking along with us on the road. Cholakla, split for the Arab also. Omar Rav Yosef, my gosh, Kama Nafish Gavra, Mimosha Vashitin Riba. Look at this. It was Rabbi Meir is more powerful than Mesh Rabbeinu. And the 600,000 Jews, Dilatam Chadzimna, over there, the Yam split all they want. And Ochatlata Zimna, here it split three times. No, come on, how do you, I mean, doesn't say that it went back and then he resplit it. Maybe it means while it was up and he was crossing, he said, by the way, don't even consider coming back down again until these other guys are over. And so maybe it was only Chodazimna. Dilmachanami Chodazimna. Okay, fine. So he's not better than Moshe. Okay. He's just as good as Moshe Shishim Rebo. That's pretty impressive. So you could say it that way. Kim Moshe Bashitin Rebo. Anyway, moving on with our story. They then arrived at the night inn. So they came to a particular Ishpiza, Ikla Ishpiza, and he parks his donkey, And of course, they need to refuel the donkey. And Romulus Sari Lechamri. So they put delicious barley in front of the donkey. Lo refuses to eat. They figured, no, I guess it's a pretty spoiled donkey. So Chavtinu. And they put it through a sifter. No, lo. Oh my gosh, how spoiled can you get? Nakrinu. They went by hand, they took out every single stone and piece of dirt. They figured, oh, Mela, it's a very, very spoiled donkey. Lord, refuse to eat. They go to already the mayor, but it's not our responsibility. Your donkey's going to starve to death. Omalo Usri tells to them, Dilma Loma Asram, maybe you gave it the food that hadn't been Meiser. Sure enough, they went back Asrinu, they took off Meiser, and the donkey was perfectly happy. So Rabbi Meir says to them, what kind of chutzpah is this? This poor Aniazo, Oleged La'asokit Sonkona, Vatem Achilino Tatvalim. I don't understand what's, where's your heart? A poor donkey going to do the Ratzon of Hashem, and this is the way you treat it, to feed a devil. Wait a minute, wait a minute, wait a minute, it's a donkey. Well, me, Mechaiva, since when do you need... It's a great story, huh? Since when do you need to take off Meiser from food for a donkey? If you buy feed, or you buy wheat or barley to plant, and there's no intent to eat it for human food, or you're going to give it to an animal, or you're going to make of it kemach la'orot, you're going to make an inferior quality of flour in order to work on your skins, or you buy shemen, that's only meant to burn in an oil, shemen on there, or you buy shemen that is used for cleaning your dishes, whatever the deal is, it's always hotter from Dmai, because they weren't geyser Dmai in these cases. But wait a minute, you forgot. What we learned on that Mishnah was, Omer Rabbi Yochanan, when do we say that it's potter if it was bought for animal food? Is only if milachatchila it was bought specifically for animal food. Shalakha mitchila labeima. Avalakhan mitchila la adam. Suppose you had bought it lachatchila to eat yourself, and then you changed your mind, and it got a little bit smelly or whatever. Nimlach aleim lebeima. Then you are chayef to be maaser. Well, you think that Reb Pinchas Ben Yair's donkey can't tell the difference whether you bought this as animal feed or whether it was chayef and maaser, and you never took off the maaser. Ve'atanya, and indeed it says, halokeach perot min hashuk liachila, and then you change your mind after having bought something for your own eating, and you change your mind to feed it lebeima, harei ze lo yitein. You can't use this unless you take off maaser. Anyway, what happened, meanwhile, continuing this story, is Rebbe hears that Rebbe Meir was coming to town. Rebbe Ben Yair was coming to town. He's so excited. Shama Rebbe, Dafak La'ape, Rebbe runs out to greet Rebbe Pinchas Ben Yair. Omar le Ritzencha say, that's Lee, maybe I could invite you to a meal by me. Now, Rabbi Pinchas Ben Yair was famous that he never was nene from anyone. That's what we're going to discuss later. So, miyom sha'amad al da'ato, he was lo nene even mishulchan aviv. Therefore, Rabbi didn't believe he would ever come and eat by him, but he was so excited. So he goes and he runs and tells Rabbi Pinchas Ben Yair, would you maybe eat by me? Amarlo, why not? Ain? Tavu Banav Shah Rebbe, Rebbe's face lights up. Amarlo, Rebbe Pinchas Ben Yair says to him, I understand, what's the big deal? What do you think? Can we do mea tash mudar on the Abi Israel ani? What is it that you think? I don't hold of eating by Jews. What? Chas v'sholem, Yisrael kedoshimein. But you know, look, some people would love to feed me, but they can't afford it. Yesh rotze v'ein lo. There's lots of people can afford it, but then they don't want to share their food. And after all, does the Pasuk not say, now remarkably, this is exactly the Pasuk that we were referring to before, when we were learning about Kiteshev Lilchom et Moshe, Bim Tavin et Asher Lefanecha Vesam Tesakim Beloechim Bal Nefesh Ata Kikamol Shar Benafsham. There, we're going to learn these words. Rashi even brings there, it's all based on the Alti Tav Lamatamotav. Don't taste his goodies. Is that Rebbe can't explain anything to you. His goodies are not for you. That's the Bin Kavina Shelefanev. Amazingly, the Gemara is totally different. It continues on with the same pasuk, the very next piece of that parak, to tell me the story of Pichas Ben Yoed. Refers straight back to that. You're telling me there's no superstructure here. Okay, in any event, so he says, and I believe, as Shlomo HaMelech taught us, where Al Tilcham Et Lechem Ra'ayin, Val Titav L'matamotav, do not eat from the bread of one who is actually selfish and really unwilling to share. Don't eat his sweet thing. Kikamoshar banaf shok, and it's like you tore open a gate in his soul and frightened his belly. Echosh teomar lach, he'll say, eat, drink, but he's ready to shoot you while you're eating and drinking. Valibo balimach, I'm going to eat that kind of food. Ha, never. But you, I know that you really want me to eat and drink. And you can afford it. You're a rich guy. So, of course, I would come to you. What do you think? It's a principle that I don't eat by people. And therefore, I would be happy indeed to eat by you. But problem is, right now, it's not giving me time. I'm on a rush job over here. To be built to the mitzvah katarachna. I'm being Isaac at Pidgin Shvuyim, and it's also for me to stop in the middle. But when I come back, I come straight to you. So, ki adrana atina ilinin legaba. Ki ata, when he comes back, it just so happens that he went through the service entrance, the Rebbe's estate, and he goes into a door where, guess what, standing there, Kudnaita chivarta are these white mules. We'll get into specifically the description of what they really were. So he said, what? Malach HaMavet Bebetosha Zer Vanias. Oh, that's so. This guy keeps these kind of animals. They might as well be the Malach HaMavet. I'm going to eat over here with the Malach HaMavet on one table. Meshuggah. He turns around and leaves. So Rebbe hears this disaster. He runs out. Shoma Rebbe Navag Lahape. Oh, Malach, okay, I'll get rid of him. I put him up on eBay this very morning. Miznav Nina Lo. What do you mean, Mizam Ninalo? What about the people who buy it? Lifnei Verloti Tein Mikshol? These are dangerous animals, as we'll see. He said, okay, I'll just be Mafkadem. Mafkadem is even worse. Mafashta Zekel, they're going around kicking everybody in sight. Okay, I'll cut off their hooves, Akranalo. Chas v'sholem. Iketzar Balechayim. I'll kill them. Katlinalo. What do you mean? What about Baltashris? These are very useful animals. So anyway, Rebbe is going crazy over here. He's begging him, please, stop whatever you say. Govatura benayu, a mountain grows between them, leaving Rebbe on one side and Rebbe Espanyol on the other side. Bocha Rebbe v'yoma, mabecha yeemkach. If in the lifetime of a Talmud Chacham, who really did have a principle not to eat, but he couldn't protect that principle. So it was a particularized psychology of his own. He didn't want to eat by meat. Zacharias Baruch Hu made it happen that he should come in the service entrance where he has that perfect excuse not to eat by meat. It doesn't reflect on him in any way. And look, he was protected. In their death, most certainly, where they're greater than in their lifetimes, for sure the Ratzon of the Tzaddik will be Mekuyam. Where do we see that the is greater tzaddikim mitatam? Because the Omer of Chama Bar Chanina gedolim tzaddikim mitatam yoter mibechayehem. We can see that there is greater things that are achieved in the darga of the tzaddik in his death than during his lifetime. Shinema vayim kovrim ish. They're about to bury somebody. Of course, this was the very Navi that had lied about Edom.
They see the gedut.
They don't want to get caught. So v'ashlicho ta'ish bekever Elisha. So they throw his body into the kever of Elisha, and he comes into contact with the remains of Elisha. V'yelach v'yiga ish batzmot Elisha. And as it's not covered for such a one to be lying next to Elisha, v'yachi comes back to life. V'yakom ha'rakla, and he walks out of there. So you see, in his, the way Rashi learns, in his lifetime, for him to get that kid back to life, was major. I mean, he was working on him for an hour over there, back and forth, and artificial respiration, and then warming him up, and it was a major issue. Over here, all you needed was a touch on Elisha's body, and the guy comes back to life. So clearly, he's even greater than he was then. Tosfos says that's not the point. The point is that during his life, a lot of Rishayim could have come down, sit next door to Elisha, and nothing would have happened to them. But here, in his death, in order to save him for something that he didn't want, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu did more than Bechayim. But in any event, clearly, he had been Bechayim 18 when this guy went as a chief. Omalei Rav Papa Labaya, how do you know that that was because he's greater in his death? Maybe it's because since he died while having only brought one child back to life, that's a poor showing for someone who was told by Eliyahu that he's going to have double the powers of Eliyahu. And that should mean that he should bring two people back to life. But he only brought back one person to life. He died too young. And therefore, he needed to bring this guy back to life for the kiyum of the Baruch of Eliyahu. But not because he's greater. It took place this way. Kidichtibe Eliyahu, dichtiba yina pishnayim ruchach ha'elai. Omar Le said, Abaye, well, if you think that's what it's about, does that make sense? That it says over here, the guy got up, that's all it says. And Mudarshan from there, that's all he did. He lived for about 2 seconds, just long enough to get out of the way of Elisha and drop dead again. That's amazing. They had this. I actually had last week. The fantastic. They buried this woman. Where was it? Remember where? So they're coming. They're at the funeral of this woman who had died of a heart attack somewhere in China. And as they're about to bury her, she wakes up. She starts screaming. And she dies of a heart attack. So she lived long enough to get back to the emergency room. They couldn't keep her going. So she lived for 12 minutes.
Anybody saw that? Die of a heart attack?
But they're suing the hospital, of course. But in any event, he said, that's all that it was. You call that triata medin. Somebody comes back to life for 12 minutes. No, not a good showing. So so then what was indeed, what was the way in which we see the Baruch of Eliyahu's Mekuyam? Kiryom Rabbi Yochanan, Shiripat Sarat Naaman, Sheish Kulak Emet, Shenemar Al Nati Kamet, since Elisha, in his lifetime, not only was he Mechayim Etim Mamash, but he was also Merapet Sarat. That's the equivalent of two Triot Amitim. By the way, the Pella is that Rabbi Pinchas Ben Yoyer, the Mitato, indeed, as you know, has this tremendous Reach of not being Nenemi Acherim, anybody who's gone to Tzvat and seen what happened when they tried to build a kever on Rabbi Pinchas Ben Yoyer's grave, sees that Rabbi Pinchas Ben Yoyer is not very interested in having Hanoah from others. Rich guy. He went ahead, donated a lot of money. They built this beautiful, beautiful kever, Tzvat-style kever, over at Pinchas Ben Yoyer. The next day, it was in tiny little pieces on the ground. They did it again. The same thing happened. And that was it. They never tried again. So they it's still there. So they instead, they surrounded the area of the kever with a gate. So that people should leave it alone. And the guy's name, I think they let up, it was, I mean, many years ago, 40 years ago, it was on the gate. That's about as far as it got. So he never got to build the biggest manure, a kever. Anyway, what was he referring to when he said, Malach HaMavet beBeitor Shel Zeh? So Amar Rav Yehoshua ben Levi, Lama Nikra Shman Yemim? You know, the mules were referred to as Yemim. Humatzat ha-Yemim ba-Midbar. So why are they called Yemim? She'imatan mutalat ala briyot. People are terrified of these things. The Omer Rebbe Chanina, Mi'amai, Rebbe Chanina, who was a famous doctor, said that I never had a patient that presented me a makat pirdalavana, where he was attacked by a white donkey and survived. What are you talking about? We see lots of people who survived that. Not survived, not v'choya, but v'choyot, meaning that it should heal. It never healed. Never healed. We see that people are healed from these kind of attacks. I'm talking about Kudnaita Chuvarta, which is the Chivan Reshkira Ayukamrina. I'm talking about the ones that have the white at the top of the leg. Those never heal, and there actually are various species where the hoof, when they kick, the hoof splinters and it gets into the skin in hundreds of little pieces that work their way under the skin. It never heals. Rav Hanina said, that's what he was referring to. I don't want to get near this guy. Anyway, once we're talking about Rabbi Hanina, the idea of what things are to be feared, if it says in the Pasuk, Ein od novadol, Rabbi Hanina said, Ein od novadol means afilu kshafim. What do you think Ein medatak? Kadosh Baruch Hu gave over the world into the hands of Kishuv. It's Ein od novadol. You don't have to worry about Kishuv. And indeed, there was once a mice of Ahihitita, the Avikam, Ahadu, the Mishkal Afram, Itute Kardu Rabbi Hanina. There was a woman who we noticed kept bending down to try to get some of the dirt that he had been walking on. Apparently, someone had hired her to hex him. And he turns to her and he says, go right ahead, Shkuli, please, have all you want. Lo mistaya milta. Nothing that you do could possibly harm me. Ein od milvadoktiv. Asked the Gemara, but did not Rabbi Yochanan say, lo manikra shman kshafim. Why do we call kishuv kshafim? Because it's a notrikun for the word makhishin pamalya shomala, that they seem to run counter to the laws of nature and to the rotzon of Hashem. Here somebody wants to knock someone off, calls Papa Doc, and they get him knocked off with a hex. Yeah, but that's for regular people who are open to that kind of silliness. But Rabbi Hanina doesn't have to worry about that. Shiny Rabbi Hanina, the Nafi Zechute. And furthermore, Rabbi Hanina said, look, in Adam no kefet zbor milamata, Elohim ken machrizin alav milamala. A person doesn't stub his toe if there isn't a achroza olim mitzad adin. Shinemra mi Hashem mitzadei gever konanu. A man's footsteps are planned by the Lord. And as far as the human being is Adam mayavin darko, what does a man know about his paths? Nothing. He's always stubbing his toe. I'm Rabbi Elazar. Oh man, that's tough stuff, baby. That's bad. Oh, does that hurt? Let me tell you something. Dam nikuf is maratza like the dam of an oila. I mean, if it was really a bad stub and it's bleeding, that's a karma oila. Oh, my Rabbi, one second. That's only on your right big toe. And it's only the second time in a row where it was bleeding still from that first time. You hit it again. I said, oh, no, not again. And it's only where you can curse really loud because you were going on your way to a dvar mitzvah. And this is the way I'm treated when I go to a mitzvah. That's already a kapora. Otherwise, yeah, maybe. So it's tafku the ka'azil advar mitzvah. Amru alav arupin has been yair. Miyamav lo batzal prusash enishalo. In his lifetime, he never ate a kizayit from someone else to make a bracha on a meitzi. Not on his own. Umiyom shamar al da'ato, from the day that he stood on his own identity, lo ne'aneh misudat aviv, he refused to derive benefit even from his father's on Sukkudah. Vidyoma Yisera Layemi Makom Acher. Nah, lo nech shlu chavirim de tron. Shalom an amukaf. Vidyoma Natan enav bitzad ze. V'yachal bitzad acher. Amar le, oi, chazim an gavar abba kamasir ale. Now what is this benton shal tzadikim jazz? My benton shal tzadikim. Ter vipichas ben yoyer. Abikaze le pidyon shfuyim. Poga be beginoy nahara. Amar le, ginoy. I'm on my way and I'm busy. Little human. אתה ספק עושה, ספק יאתה עושה, אני ודאי עושה. אמר לי, cut it, baby, אם אתה חולה התגזרני, עד עכשיו הוא בכל מים לעולם, חלק לי. אבי אלו גבר דאבי דרך איתה לפסחה, אמר לי, חלוק דמי להי, למצווה כעסק, חלק לי. אבי הוא תאיה דלובה ועדיו, אמר לי, and this one too, דלו לימה, כך עושים לבני לוויה, חלק לי. אמר רב יוסף, וואו, כמה נופש גבר ממושה ושיטן ריבון, אילהת אבחת זימנה, הוכת לטה זימנים, it's only chodazim. Okay, so, but still, it's kimoshe v'shiten ribun. Anyway, yikla laush pisa romale sare lachanre loaka. Chavtino loaka. Nakrino loaka. Amarlo, I don't believe this. Maybe dilma lo maasron. Whoops, asinu v'yocha. Amar aniyazo lechad lasot v'tzon kona atem machilino tatvalim. Umim achayva. But none other care with zero the bema, the kebakle or road, the shemel and near, the shemel of support I can leave, put to me at my. Well, how to me eat my law, I'm ready also, and lo shono shalakan mitkila, the bema, avalakan mitkila, adam venim lakalim, the bema, chayav le aser, the atanya indeed, alokeak perot ben ashuk, lakila, venim lakalim, the bema, הרי זה לא ייתן לא לפני בן טוב ולא לפני בן בת חברו אלא אם כן איסר. Meanwhile, שומע רבי לרב פרנקס בן יורס come to town. נופק לי אפה. אמר לי רצון כזה עוד אצלי. אמר לו, absolutely. צהב הוא פונם של רבי. אמר לו, what's the big deal? כי מדומה אתה שמודר הנאה מישראל אני. ישראל קדשים אין. יש רוצה ואין לו. ויש שיש לו ואין לו רוצה. וכתיב אל תלכב את לחם רעיין, ואל תתאב למטעמותיו, כי כמו שר בנפשו, כן הוא, אכול שתי, אומר לך, ליבו בלמך, but you, אתה רוצה ויש לך, I'm in a little bit of a rush right now, but מילת ומצווה כתרת, ידרה נעתינה אלינו לגבה, כי אל תתרה מאובה הוא פיתך, דווה קיימה בקודנת החיברת, אומר, מלך המוות בביתו של זה, ואני אסוד אצלו. שומע רבי נפק להפי, אומר לי, מה זונינו לו? אומר לי, בוא, לפני ולא תיתן מתשול. מפקרנו לו, מפשת זה, קקרנו לו, יקצר בלחיים, קטלינו לו, ויקבל תשחית. אבי כמובת יש ביתובה, גובה תורה ביניו, בוחר רבי ואומר, מה בחיין כך? ומתתן על אחת כמה וכמה, דיון רב חמה בחניה הגדולים צדיקים, ומתתן יותר מבחייהם, שבבאי הם קוברים איש ונראו את הגדוד. וישליך לו את האיש בקבר אלישע, וילך ויגע האיש בעצמות אלישע ויחי, ויקם הרגלת. אומר לי רב פופל הבאים, maybe that's not because he's greater במיטתו, maybe it's לקיומי בברכת את אליהו, דכתיב האי פי שניים, ברוך אחר אליי. אומר לי, no, that was a pretty cheapo, תיאס המדיסטים. I mean, היינו לתניה, הרגלת עמד לביתו לא הלך, Okay, so then b'may kayim, kiram rabbi yochanan, shiri patzarat ne'eman, na'aman, shi shekulak emet, shenema al natikim eit. Om rabbi yeshua ben levi, lama nikrishman yemim, sh'ematan mutalat ala beriot, yom rabbi chanina miyamai lo shalani adam, amakat pirdalavana v'choya. V'akachazina d'chay, ema v'chaya, v'akachazina d'mitze, I'm talking about the ones with the Resh Karayu being Chivran, Kamrina. Ein od milvado, Amri B'chanina, afil kshafim. Indeed, I eat, that I become a hat, and Resh Kalaf, from two tekar, Amri B'chanina, Amar lashkali, lo mistaya miltech, ein od milvado, k'tib. V'amri B'yochan, lo mani kishman kishafim, she makrishim pamalya shamala. Shani B'chanina, the nefish eschute. ויאמר רבי חנינא, אין אדם נוקף אצבעו מלמטה, אלא אם כן מכריזין עליו מלמעלה, שממי השם מצדי גבר קוננו, ואדם מה יבין דרכו. אמר רבי אלעזר, דם ניקוף, מרצה כדם עולה, אמר רובה בתצוני בגודל ימין, ובניקוף שני, and only, והוא דגז את הדבר מצווה. אמרו עליו הרפיכס בן יאיר, מימיו לא בצע, הפרוסה שינה שלו, ומיום שעמד על דעתו, לא נהנה מסעודת אביו.
That was the recording from the 12th cycle, today's Daf Yomi. Here is the recording of the previous cycle, cycle number 11 of the equivalent Daf. Quite a different ambience, quite a different attendance. You may like to review the Daf with it, or perhaps use it as your actual initial learning. Enjoy.
Okay, so we're holding on Daf Zayin Amud Aleph. The last thing that we learned was the union of Mokum and Yichulu Yavotai L'Yitgaderbo, in which after Rebbe heard the story from Rebbe Meir's brother-in-law, that he ate one piece of lettuce in Beit Shan, he paskened on that basis that it was actually mutter to eat without taking off meiser. Rabbi Natan, we're talking about demai, that there's no gezer of demai, but not vada, it's a machlokas rishonim. And just one very interesting point, that the Gemara brings a raya for the story of Chizkiyo not destroying the Nachash HaNechoshet after Asa and Yehoshaphat had not destroyed it. Now the meaning of Mokum Yichulu Yavotai obviously is not that on purpose they left things undone, because, I mean, who's going to take care of it? I mean, what are they going to have in future generations? It's rather childish rambling into Gemara. So Tosis explains that the point over here was that the reason that Asa and Yehoshaphat had not destroyed the Nachash HaNechoshet was because they held Al Pi HaDibur. Since it was made Al Pi HaDibur, then it's also to destroy it. Comes along Chizkiyo, and he paskened against that. And even though it was Al Pi HaDibur, it should be destroyed. I have a beautiful chat in what the Machlokas was. And the Machlokas was based... I'm trying to waste time here in the Chas V'Shalom, but I'm trying to delay a little bit so we get some of our forum together here. So the chat is like this. There's a Mishnah, a famous Mishnah in Rosh Hashanah. Oh, Sabba Josh, we've been discussing all types of Verita, waiting for you. We thought that if you would come, the electricity would go back on.
I called the electricity.
Oh, really not.
They said a grid was down and it cut to 2 hours.
Really? Well, thank God that doesn't affect my house.
Everyone
can cook the shower. Come over to me.
It affected my house.
Really?
Yeah.
No. Okay, in any event, the truth is I'm not connected to the grid, but just don't tell them.
Yeah,
we have our own sources of electricity. Just keep learning about Yomi, and you'll be amazed where the energy comes.
What else can you get out of the positive
interest? Yeah, we're going to see some of that today. So anyway, the Mishnah in Rosh Hashanah, a beautiful Mishnah that talks about the Nachash HaNechoshet, and talks about Yadav Shel Moshe in the Milchemes Amalek. Now, the famous Rosh Hashanah Mishnah is V'chi Yadav Shel Moshe Osot Milchama Oshavrot Milchama Ela lo mala, it's to teach you. Because man show you so mistakling kwati malo mishabdim islibam lavim shabasha mayim ayumanatskim. Vim lava you nofli. Famous mission. Now there's two girsos in the next piece of the mission. Vichi nachash me mit o nachash me chaye. Thank you. Elsie, ela lo mala, therefore it's to teach you. But if you don't stop concentrating, we're going to lose it again. Ela lo malach, it's to teach you that kozman shall you Yisrael mistakim kapi malam mishabdim eslivam lavi shema shemayim, and so on. The other gears, which is the gears that we have, leaves out the words lo malach in the second part of the Mishnah, and only says them in the first part of the Mishnah. So that the first part of the Mishnah says, if yadayim shel Moshe were up in the air, so what does that teach you? It teaches you to recognize that Yisrael has to be Meshabed Zalima. Here you don't have to eat the Yigari. Here you have the Divrei Torah to be Mefatseach. Yet the difference is this. If the Girsa is Lomar Lach in the Mishnah, then that means that it's only symbolic. In other words, what it is that the person himself was doing was not the issue. Let's say somebody would look at the Nachash HaNechoshet and he would live. But in his heart, he didn't learn the lesson that Yisrael asked me, Meshabes, Limim, Lavim, Shabashamayim. Just looking at it, he would live. And because in that talk, the Deris HaBoyim Lemalok, it would be the teacher something, just like the war with Muhammad. I mean, if you're sitting there fighting, you can't turn around and look at Yadav Shomesha. So Yadav Shomesha is a simon. It's not that everybody has to be staring at Yadav Shomesha, obviously, correct? Then it would mean that in the mitzvah of making the Nefesh HaNechoshes, there was already Tamun the Cheshash of Averis Shechovin, correct? Because if a guy could look at the Nefesh HaNechoshes and believe, aha, the holy snake has saved my life, and he would still be saved, so then that means that God allowed for Averis Shechovin in that, and let the Rishayim drop dead, and but the miracle will still happen, right? But if you take out the Lo Malach, which Chizkiyahu had the Mishnah without Lo Malach, then it means that the Nochash HaNechoshes only worked if you were Makaven at Slipcha L'Shamayim. In which case, the original mitzvah of the Nochash HaNechoshes did not allow for Avodas Kechavim. On the contrary, it would mean that anybody whose Kavanah was for Avodas Kechavim would die trying to use the Nochash HaNechoshes. In which case, if nowadays people are makdir to it and believe in it, then of course it should be destroyed. So it turns out that that gives a difference in the Mishnah. It's a difference between Asa Yoshafat and Chizkiyahu. Electricity. Electricity is what they need. Viagra is what they need. What's with you guys?
I'm impressed by the fact that Lomelov,
you're impressed, you're not dancing. You're not filled with electricity. You're just impressed. I don't want you to be impressed. I want you to be energized.
Enthused.
Yes.
I'm enthused.
Enthused. Okay. All right. Anyway, Saba Josh is here, and we can proceed. Good. So we got up to Dav Zayin Amid Aleph Maseches Chulin. Matkiv lo Yehuda Bereder of Shimon ben Pasi. Now getting back to the story, how did Rebbe say that Beit Shan was okay not to take off Mitzvah? Me, Kilaman, you want me to Beit Shan, love me here at Yisrael? I don't understand. Does somebody believe that Beit Shan is chutz the gvulot of Eretz Yisrael? It's a beferish apostle, Vachtiv. V'lo horish menashe et Beit Shan vet benoteha vet ta'anach vet benoteha. So, if at that stage, the Navi is complaining here. Menashe had not as yet completed the kibush of Beit Shan. Obviously, Beit Shan is part of what Eretz Yisrael was given. So why would you not be chayav in truma to Maestro's Beit Shan? Ishtamitite, his kasha, was based on his forgetting something very important. Namely, he forgot what the Amr of Shimon ben Al-Yachim and Shimon Elazar ben Fadat, Shaman Shimon Elazar ben Shamoa. He forgot the Kabbalah that we have all the way back from Rabbi Elazar ben Shamoa, namely, Harbei Kirachim, Kavshumo Le Mitzrayim, Alo Kavshumo Le Babel. That even though Beit Shan may have been part of the original Yerusha and the Kedusha at that time was on Beit Shan, that doesn't make a difference today, because if the Ole Babel hadn't gone back and captured that area, and the Ole Babel did not have the schus to capture the entire area of Israel. So the parts that they did not take were indeed not Kaddish again, because Vikasavar, he holds that Kiddushari Shana Kichali Sha'ata, Velo Kichal Atid Lavo, that the Kiddusha Rishena became bottle when the original Kibush became bottle with the destruction of Eretz Yisrael, and there was no Kiddusha Latid Lavo unless the Jews came back and were Rimakadish. Certain areas, the Dafka, were left without any takonas, without any kedusha, because in Nichum Kadesh Yismuchu Aleim Aniim B'Shvi'it, they wanted Aniim to be able to have places where there was no problem to continue to. It would be as if they were in Chutzpah, they should be able to now continue to plant and so on during Shemitah, and so on. They left certain those places, of course, they're talking about the Golan and so on, but the same idea would apply over here to the din of Beit Shan. Omele Rabbi Yirmiyah the Rabbi Zeira. Rabbi Yirmiyah asked Rabbi Zeira, man, I don't get it. Now, this, of course, Rabbi Zeira, again, was the one who 2 days ago brought up the whole sugya of the Amtsh of Tzaddikim twice already regarding the Takana of the where he came to the decision about whether they would have been Makabo, the Takana of Rabbi Gamliel of Beis Din, right? And then we had yesterday, the whole sugya yesterday built around that one, and we're getting to the way in which the story with Rebbe is the same thing. It's the same Rebbe Zera. That Rebbe Zera says, was asked by Rebbe Yirmiyah, how can you bring a raya from that Rebbe should say that it must be that it was mutati without taking meiser? All that he said was that Rebbe Meir ate a piece of lettuce. Now, if you take up one leaf of lettuce, you don't have to take meiser from it. There needs to always be a pula that completes the chiyuv, correct? So now, unless you did that, you take an onion. Unless that onion was put together in a pile of onions and put a string around it, the way they sell onions, however they sell it, you're not going to become, it's considered to be Atzilat Arai. Atzilat Arai, you don't have to take off meiser. So didn't Rebbe Meir, I mean, all it says was is that he ate an Allah. So what? Allah be al-Mawdi Akhav. Omar lay me aguda akhav. He didn't eat it. Stop. It had a heksher from the aguda. Me aguda akhav means that it was wrapped up in a string, and the Mimela was already tied. Vitzan yereka ne'agad mishi ye'agay. A type of vegetable, which its standard is to be sold in that fashion, it's high from that point. It has old water in it. From that point, only is he high in it. Well, wait a minute. I mean, you know, one piece of vegetable, maybe Rebbe Meir wasn't concentrating and he put out his hand. You know, they were serving these pizuchim and then he took a piece. I mean, what's that? Going to bring a raya? That basis, the dares, we don't have to take off meiser and beit shanim. It seems like a pretty weak kind of riot. Dilmalava daite, maybe he wasn't thinking. Ah, says Rebbe Zera, that's crazy. Hashta dem tancho tzadikim bein HaKadosh Baruch Hu mevita kalai adam tzadikim atzman lo kol shekein. If even an animal, but no, that is funny, thank you. Even an animal that belongs to a tzadik. Baruch atah Adonai. Even an animal that belongs to a tzaddik will not be nichshal. The kosher cane, Rebbe Meir, wouldn't have been nichshal to eat something that wasn't kosher. Tzaddikim atzman lo kosher cane. But still, I mean, how do we know that Rebbe Meir hadn't taken off Trumas and Maestros from some lettuce he had in his house? I mean, had taken off from here. I mean, we didn't see him. Dilma Yisra alemi makom acher. No. Lo nechshadu chaverim litron shalom min hamukar. A chaver like Rebbe Meir is not pashut to take off trumas and maaser from something that is not next to the thing that he's taking from, because that's prohibited. Maybe he had in mind that the piece that he was going to leave over, that would be the trumas and maaser, and that was indeed he left over, and he ate from the piece that wasn't trumas and maaser, and he did this in his mind. After all, you're allowed to take off trumas and makshava. The truth is, a lot of machlokes in what's going on over here. First of all, is it indeed a din dafkin demai? Or is it even in vada? If it isn't in demai, then first of all, we can learn from here that lo nefshadu shalom in amukat, even on demai, which is not so partial. When it says yom natane nazbet tzadzev, is that okay on vada, if you learn that the sugi is vada? Furthermore, does it mean that you don't have to say anything? You mean you just look at it and that's okay? You don't have to say. You mean that's even worse than this, all this people's question, like it says in the Kadame, the Greek form. And you didn't say anything. You just thought it. That's a machlokes lemaaseh. So some learn that in Okinami on Demai, you can indeed lechatchila, even do a dafka b'machshava. On Vada, it seems you have to say it, although it would be chal, even if not. It would only be a takana to say it. But we learn out that it's b'machshava.
I'm sorry, did
you have to
say that
the Daskar Mashavakun? No, of course not.
Okay.
Omar, look, you know what? All your questions, very nice questions, have no meaning. Because Iman Gavar Rabakamasi, what is it? Is it a 2-year-old who said over the mice? This was Rabbi Yoshua Ben Zaros who said over the mice. If he's saying over the mice, it's in order that you should be able to learn our halacha from it. It means that he's standing there with Mavar, all of these in Yonah. And the fact was that Rebbe Meir did it, and he knew what he was doing, and he hadn't taken off Trumas and Maaser. Otherwise, stop, what is it? He's telling you over Chasidish and Maaser. He's telling you over something that you're supposed to learn from. Anyway, what is this Behem Ben Shal Tzadikim that Rebbe Zera keeps talking about? Where is the story about Behem Ben Shal Tzadikim? My Behem Ben Shal Tzadikim. Well, one of the most famous stories about Behem Ben Shal Tzadikim is the story of Pinchas Ben Yair. So Rabbi Pinchas ben Yair had the cause of a pigeon shvuyim. Once Rabbi Pinchas ben Yair was on his way to be poder shvuyim. Boy, what a daf for today, huh? Poga be beginoi nahora. So he meets this river Ginoi, and he had no way of getting across the river. So he told the river, Amalei Ginoi, excuse me, Ginoi, but kawak me meimach, will you please split, because I got to get through. V'yavorbacha. That's certainly an easy way to get across, if you're wearing boots. Amalei, so the river refused to split. The river told Rabbi Pinchas ben Yair, look, atah olek la'asot etzon chumcha, v'ani olek la'asot etzon chumcha, look, I mean, both of us are basically doing our jobs. You're doing your job, you're going to be part of Shuyim. I'm doing my job. A river's mitzvah is to flow like a river. I mean, it's for playing games with me. I'm not going to be doing the Latzon Hashem anymore. The truth is, you don't know you're going to be able to be part of Shuyim. You're going to try. I know if I flow, I flow. I mean, this is really a flow. And you're going to stop now and stop me in the middle. So atasa, because there's a vigiatas, anivadayasa, I'm definitely going to succeed in doing with Son Koni. So basically, you could stay on that side, and I'm going to keep moving. On my life, Rav Pinchas ben Yair told Ginoi, look, nice argument, but im iatakolek, if you don't split, because Rani alacha shalai abrubachamayim lo'olam, I'm going to be geyser that no water should ever pass but through you. Then what are you going to do? Ginoi didn't like that. Call out, split. So it had to split for Rebbe Meir to pass by.
Why couldn't the water make the same argument?
Because water can't be gozer, only human beings. Sada can be gozer. Now there was another guy that was walking who was going out to get chitim for his matzahs. And Rebbe Meir told Ginoi, you should split for this guy too. Because the mitzvah, Isaac, he's being Isaac in a mitzvah. Cholakle, he wasn't going to start up with him. Ginoi Nahara, he opened for that one also. So there was this Arab that was also with them. So not only Jewish for you, they had one Arab. So what are you going to do? You have to get the Arab back also. Omalek halokle nami lahai. You should also open for the Arab. The lolema kakwasim libnelevaya. You don't want people to say it's the way the Jews treat the people that are with them. If they're bringing back Jewish soldiers, you bring back the Arab with them. Cholakle. So they opened also, the river opened also for the Arabs.
It's two-way traffic.
Tosus learns. That's the Gemara's next kasher. Omer of Yosef. Wow, coming up is Gaber and Moshe Mishisim Rebum.
The Tosus Ben Yair is even greater than Moshe Rabbeinu and the Shishim Rebum, because I mean over there it only split once. Ilohasim Chatzim Nevachatlatzim. Over here it splits three times, and this is, I mean, they don't write this one up in the Oz Yashir.
So you can understand, who said three times?
All it said was, Chalok le'nami lahari,
v'dilma nami ochanami chodesim.
Maybe it was only once. Now the question of meaning only once is that it stayed open. The real meaning, I think, of only once is that the river didn't open for anybody else. It was only open for Pinchas ben Yair. Nobody else saw the river split. But the point is that he was saying, let them also pass, so it should be for them. But the same river that was splitting for Pinchas ben Yair certainly wasn't splitting for the bicycle riders who were behind them. So it wouldn't help them. They saw a river flowing like a regular river. What?
Who's Omar Lay?
That's the question. Who's the Omar Lay? Tosfos says, really the most reasonable approach is that Rebbe Meir, in his mind, thought this through. And he said, why wouldn't the river split if I fell at the split? Must be because the flow of the river itself is also a mitzvah. But since I can be geyser on it, that it shouldn't flow, so obviously the Adam's tzorach is much greater than anything that a river can do. At that point it split, after he worked this out in his mind. So if you want to take it literally, it says you could say maybe the Malach that's in charge of the river, but normally these issues of speaking to Balachayim or to rocks or whatever that we find throughout the Gemara is basically a description of a mental process in the person who's talking. So he has to understand how the world is responding back to him, so to speak. Anyway, so they get through, and Ikla Lahu Shpiza, now he comes to this hotel,
And they settle in at the Green Dragon. And Ramu Leitzare Lechamre. So they give some Sa'orim to the Chamor to eat. Lo Alko. The Chamor sticks its nose up in the air. It's not going to eat this garbage. Kaptinu. So then they went and they put it through a sifter and made this Chamor, the spoiled Chamor. Lo Alko. It sticks its nose into the air. Nagrinu, so they went, they took out the pieces of dirt by hand. I mean, I don't know what this guy sees, his chamor. Lo Achatu got his nose up in the air. So they go back inside and complain to Rabbi Finkus, look, yeah, I don't know what you got over there, but you want us to feed it cat food. Omalos, Yumalo Ma'asun, you're trying to make it, you fed it something that wasn't the miser. So then they went back, Ashvinu, they took off miser, and then it ate. The Achatu was fine. And Rabbi Finkus was absolutely outraged. He says to them, the similarity to Ginoi Nahara. This Chamor is going to do the Ratzon Hashem to help me defy the Shvui. You're trying to be macho of this poor animal that it should eat things that aren't gemeister. Says the Gemara, Mimba Chayva. I mean, why would she chayev to take off a mice? The Atnan, Halokeach Lezera, Lebeima, Vekemach Lohorot, Veshemin Lener, Veshemin Lasukwa, Tekelim Patur Mihadmai. Doesn't it say that if you buy for the purposes of planting, or you buy for animal feed, or you buy, let's say, flour to dry out skin, not to eat, or oil to light in a candle, or oil for using for cleaning. You're potter. It's only for consumption, human consumption. So why would she chayev us to have to eat only from something that had been meister?
Demai.
The Yerushalmi asked the same kasha. Those of you who learned with us will remember, and answered, this Chamora was very mockish. She was mockish. What's the shout? Beautiful. She's mockish. What are you asking? You're not Chayim. Merezach Begin, a Chassidish, a
holy ass.
So, but the Bible has another answer. Now, we know that that's only true, as Rabbi Yochanan explained. That's dafka if it was bought l'katfila for an animal to eat. But over here, it was bought l'katfila for people to use in the kitchen. When the Pirkas Ben Yair's animals make such a fuss, they were giving it human food. So the man, when she made a fuss, how come you didn't take off mice? If it's bought for a human, you can't feed it to an animal without taking off mice. That's what he tried to do. Adam, and then you change your mind that you want it to go to an animal, there you're chayav la'aser. And indeed there's a price that says it to Ferish Latanya. Halokeach perot min hashuk la'achila. You go ahead and you buy something in the market to eat it, and then you decide to use it as pet food. You can't use it as pet food. And such dumb, because it's your animal. You're not allowed to give it to Klal, Lubitsch, they don't have Kavero. Elaim came each there, Makuya, to take off Meister, because it was bought for another.
Is there a problem feeding good food to an animal?
I guess if you've got such a Hasidic animal, it's okay. And then there's obviously, if it's possible to feed lesser, so then it's Hashkos. Shema, Rebbe, you heard Reb Pinchas Ben Yair was in town. Now, Reb Pinchas Ben Yair had a reputation. He never ate by anybody. So Rebbe figured, Reb Pinchas Ben Yair is in town. Maybe he would eat by me. I mean, I'm a pretty good guy. So he goes to Reb Pinchas Ben Yair, Nofak Liape, Amale, Oi, it's same Chasaida, maybe your Ratzon should be to eat by me. Amale, hey, why not? Sabu Panav Shah Rebbe ate with us. My God, this is the thing I was going to eat by me. As soon as the Yair saw the impact that it made on Rebbe, he said, I don't understand why my reputation is so bad. What do you think? That I refuse to be menace from a Jew. I don't have a Yisrael Kedeshimim. I believe very much in Jews. Problem is, Yeshro said, you know, some people invite you, but they can't really afford it. I'm going to eat by a guy like that. Some people have lots of money. They don't really want me to eat there. So then it says, now, I want to see the multi-level construction of Gemara. That's really astonishing. This is the pasuk. that follows the pasuk that we just darshaned before we darshaned yesterday. Remember, Tosfos was saying that Ki teshev lilchem et Moshe bin Tavinas asher lefanecha, v'shamta sakin b'lo'echa. That's the sugi immediately before this. It then continues. Al tilcham lechem ra'ayin v'al pitav l'mal ha'matam al-tav. So the Gemara is going through the psukim in Mishlei. You understand? It's a parallel over here, because both sugis end with the words v'al pitav l'matam al-tav. Tosfos brought a right, Tosfos is the whole Gemara before, that you should go and find yourself another Rebbe, was based on the words al pitav l'matam al-tav in the original pasuk. So here, Rapunzel's story comes, which is completely unrelated, except for the fact that we were darshaning the other behemoth, or Shia Hashem, not to mention all the other behemoths, other Magdalena behemoth, is it kosher if you bring from a behemoth, right? And suddenly we got into the question of whether behemoths are just as religious as people are, whether it's sensitive or different from your audience. Get to the next pasuk that's talking about Al Tilcham Lechem Ra'ayim, which is a continuation of, you don't understand that this is maddening? No, you don't understand. You just sit there bored. You see something going on 20 different levels, and it's constructed as in such a beautiful way, and you sit there bored.
That's like a four-level chess game.
Oh, are you in danger? You're sitting right next to me, and you're... Oh, boy. Draw your swords. We should start every day with a war scene. The Lord of the Rings is in them. This is terrible. Anyway, so some people have got the money, but they don't really want you to eat right now. And it says in the pasuk, "Al tilcham et lechem ra'ayin, v'al titav l'matamotav, ki kamo sha'ar v'napsho kein hu, echol v'shatei omar lecha, v'libo balimcha." Don't eat somebody who's got a ra'ayin. Don't enjoy his delicious little things, because it's like you're opening up a hole in his stomach when you're taking something. Eat, drink, he says, and it's sitting there eating him up alive that you're eating. But, ata, look, first of all, Rosa, you obviously really want me, and you're rich. Yesh lecha, so why should I eat by you? You can afford it and you want it. But I can't come right now. Yeah, hashta mitzahivna. Right now, I'm in a tremendous hurry to be built at the mitzvah katarachma. I'm going to be paid a shvuyim. I don't have time right now to eat by you. But I'll tell you, ki hadarna, when I come back, Asina and I alna legabach, when I get here, I'll go into your house.
What's Asina?
When I arrive. On the way back, hadarna, Asina, when I arrive, I alna legabach, I'll go into your house. Kiyasa. So indeed, when he arrives, it just so happens, Yisrami, now it just so happens that Rabbeinu Zvinyar of all places comes through the garage entrance to Rebbe's palace. And what does he see parked in the garage?
Uh-oh.
Yisrami oba u'pizchad avikaini bekud nisa chivarta. Now this was a disaster. He sees that Rebbe is driving these white jaguars. Well, actually, they were probably zebras. They were white-tipped mules. Now, as we know, these things are very dangerous, because if you get kicked by one of these things, by the way, this is the truth, if you get kicked by a zebra, the wound will never heal. Because what happens is that little pieces of the hoof are meant to break off. They penetrate the skin. They go underneath, and they keep coming out over years, causing infections and problems. And this was a disaster. So he sees these jaguars parked. He says, what? Malach HaMavet, the Beitzer Shel Zeh. This guy is an agent of the Malach HaMavet over here. But he has thought of so, but I'm going to go and I'm going to eat by such a guy? Nonsense. Rebbe hears what happened. He says, oh my God, Dafka there, he has to go into the garage. Oh man. Nothing way out. So he runs out to try to persuade Rabbeinu Zvinyar. Omalei, look, Mazmanina, I'm going to sell him. Omalei, like, they even lost his game of show. What do you mean? You can't sell him. The guy who's going to buy them is with Behever. I'll just be mafia them. Oh, it's even worse. Mafash has Aker, and they're going to go around killing people all over the place. Akarnalo, so I'll saw off their roofs. What he meant, Sarbalechayim, and you can't do that. Kapilmanu, I'll kill them! You can't do that, it's about Pashas. I become a vatish by Tuva Rebbe's begging him, please don't do this to me. Gova Tura Benayo, so a mountain grows up between them. Rebbe finds himself talking to the one side of the mountain, Pingas Benayo's on the other side of the mountain. It's all over.
Talking to the wall.
Talking to the wall. Pingas Benayo is not going to be eating in Rebbe's house. That's clear. So Rebbe was very moved by this Bocha Rebbe Vama. If in a lifetime of a tzaddik, this is HaKadosh Baruch Hu, should make it happen, he didn't really want to eat by me, obviously. So the point was, okay, I told him, yeah, I should come. What's he going to say? No, I want to eat by you. But it should happen, this might sort of give him an excuse not to eat by me. Nobody ever went through the garage before. All right, so in the death of a tzaddik is much greater. How do we know that? Where do we see this? It's Vayihem Kovrim Ish. Vine Ra'ut Agdud. Vayashlich Ra'ta'ish Bekever Elisha. So here they're burying. The guy that they were burying was not right to be buried next to Elisha. This was the phony that with the story of Edo. And they bury him because they see Agdud coming of Aram. They throw him into the area where Elisha was buried, into the grave of Elisha. And this guy that they body that they throw in touches the remains of Elisha. So he arises from the dead, this guy that they threw in. And he gets up. Now, in his lifetime, it took an awful lot of stuff to get somebody. I mean, he wanted to be Machayim Asim over there. He had to do a whole thing that looked like artificial respiration, and he's warming up the child and blowing into his mouth, and it's a whole big issue. And over here, all we need is the guy should touch him, and away he goes. Now that's a lot better than when he was alive. So the Ben Hashunami took him an hour maybe to revive. This guy, it took him a tenth of a second. He's greater in his death. That's not the Raya. The Raya is from the fact that, and I'll show you why Tosfos is not the Raya, but the Raya is from the fact that during his lifetime, there were all kinds of shmoes that would shake hands with Elisha. They didn't magic happen that they should disappear before he had to touch them. But over here, the guy was going to touch it. It wasn't right, and he walked away. And the same Rashi doesn't hold to that either. Obviously, Kvura Etzlo and shaking hands with him or whatever, is and Yoshvin Etzlo is not the same thing. So, how do you know it wasn't? It wasn't because he was so great. It was because we needed to be Mekayim, the brook of Elio Hanavi. Because Elio had agreed to Elisha's request that said, Vayina Pishnayim Baruch HaKoyelah. He had to get double. He had to get double what Elio got. Elio was Micaiah Masim only once, the son of the Isha Sarfit. And he had already been Yotze once with the Isha Shunamit. But where was the second time? Where did he out to Elio to do twice? So this was the only opportunity that he should be Micaiah Masim. So Ben Meli was Micaiah Masim. Right? But that's not because of his chus and his greater baby Sasa. It's only that it was Elio's bracha. Now, the year Tosfos says, then what's the kasha? So what? So it was for Elio's bracha. But look how easy it was for him to do it. I mean, if the raya was, as Rashi said, that it was so easy for him to do it, so then maybe over a year also, the point is that he could have been done the way it was done b'chayim, but l'maisa, the mode by which it was done, was much better. Much faster. So how does Rashi understand the Gemara? Therefore, I taina, says Tosfos, that that's not the Raya. The Raya isn't from the East. The Raya is from the fact that the Chaya people were sitting at Slay who weren't Roy, and Benisah, so they weren't able to sit at Slay who weren't Roy. That's a very straightforward Raya. Now, obviously, you would say Rashi's not bothered by that because it's rather difficult for him, being dead, to go through what it is that he did to arouse the Ben Hashimani. What's he supposed to do? The only way in which he could be Micaiah Masim would be in this fashion. Correct? But if that's true, then it doesn't prove that he was greater either, because it was the only way, and that still that would be the only way to be Mekayim Brachos Shel Eliyahu. So it wouldn't be there for Raya. It works out very, very beautiful. No problem at all. Okay.
Can you also say that coming from Eliyahu's brother is not coming from his greatness?
Not can you say. That's the pshat. Right. The Tosis was saying, but why that? What about the other part? Eliyahu's brother was only they should be Mekayim Mason. Why should it be so easy to be Mekayim Mason? So maybe that's the pshat. Omar Lay. So Reb Chama Bar Chanina said, what are you talking about? Notice that the Braisa points out that it says that this guy, Vayechi Vayakom Araglav. Vayakom Araglav, next to Vayechi, is a Chisar, not a Milan. If you would say Vayechi, what would it mean? I understand that the guy became alive, walked away, and went into business. But if you say Vayechi Vayakom Araglav, you're saying he lived only insofar as he got up on his feet. In terms of he got up on his feet, walked 2 feet, and dropped dead. Just to get away from the body. That was the point. But that you're calling that C.S. Mason? I mean, that's a cheap trick. He had some twitching limbs as far as it was. That couldn't be to be Mekayim the Brach of Elio. Clearly he was moving only because he needed to get away from the body of Elisha, not because this was a Kiyum of the Brach of Elio, correct? All right. So, Yehoki, I need a Tanya, Raglava, Mar, Lebetolo, Halak. He never went back home. So wait a minute, so then it's a problem. So where was the Bracha Mekuyam, if this is not the place? Elabamai Kayem, Kiram Rabbi Yochanan, Shripat Tzarat Na'aman, Shishkula Kameit. Tzarat is the equivalent of death, because it says, Al Natihi Kameit. And Elisha was able to be Merata Na'aman Tzarat, and that's the equivalent of Tchiyat HaMeitim. Om Rabbi Yosheb and Levi, Lama Nikra Shemam Yemin, why indeed do we find that kudnaita chivarta are called in the Torah yemim, v'hum matzat hayenim ba'midbar, it says, right? So these type of mules are called yemim. They're called yemim she'im matam mutelat al abriot. People are terrified about these things. The Omer Rabbi Chanina, because Rabbi Chanina, who was a doctor, said, miyamai lo shalani adam ha-makat pirdal v'navachaya. I never had a patient come in with an attack by a white mule that should live. What? Well, Kachadina Techai, what do you mean? Now, we know plenty of people who live. No, read that, sorry. Ema Vichayat, I never saw it heal. The wound never heals. So people are terrified of getting hit by this thing.
This is really tough.
Any, could not have a fight. Well, Kachadina the Mitzvah. But what do you mean? We see plenty of people get hit by donkeys and mules and the Maka heals. That the Hebron Reish Krahayuk, they were talking about the kind that have the white legs. Those are terrible. Furthermore, Rav Chanina said another thing. Rav Chanina said, it says in the pasuk, Ein Od Milvado. There's nothing but God. Omer Rav Chanina, this includes Kshafim. We're going to get this week's parasha. This includes my Kshafim as well. That's not outside of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's governance. There was a woman who was a mechashefet, and she was trying to mechashef, always need something, you know, make a voodoo doll, you need a piece of hair, I mean, you need something. They sold it on eBay, you can get basically something from just about anybody, you know, a piece of hair from John Lennon and Yoshka, whatever. So he wanted to kishef, you need something from this guy. So she wanted to take out the dirt from underneath where Rabbi Chanina had walked, that she should be able to use that as a kishuf to destroy Rabbi Chanina. Oh, my Lord, so he tells her, Shkuli, take what you want. You can't touch me. Ain Oud Miladoksi. Says in the Torah, there's nothing but him. The Amr of Yochanan, is that true though? Didn't Rabbi Yochanan say the meaning of the very word kishuf? Lama nikshman kishafim. That's a notrikun. Makrishin Amalia Shalmala is what it means. Something that turns its back against the heavenly Pamalia. And it's to say that they killed someone who wasn't supposed to be killed. It looks as if it's done in a spiritual fashion. Maybe you shoot somebody, and that's already a question of Bechira. But over here,
you're changing the natural order in such a way that as if the kishuf is running the world and not God. So l'chora, you see that if we don't apply ein od milvado to such a thing. So how could Rabbi Chanina say, don't, you can't touch me? Shani Rabbi Chanina is not b'shezchut. Obviously, it depends what world you're living in, my friend. I mean, if you're Rabbi Chanina, so ein od milvado. If you're not Rabbi Chanina and you believe in all kinds of nonsense, and that becomes your world. So ein od chinam, you can be makish pamaya shamala. Rabbi Chanina further pointed out, ein adam no kefetz bo milamata, elin kemak rizina lav milamata. You don't stub your toe in this world without there being a gezera milamala that this person should stub his toe. Shenema mi Hashem mitzadei gever konanu. It says, the steps of a human are mechunan from Hashem. V'adam mayavin darko. What does a person know where he's going? Nobody knows where they're going. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu leads his steps a particular way. So if when you're stepping, you stub your toe, that's not part of it. That's also part of it. Amar Rabbi Elazar, dam nikuf miratzeh kedam ola. Somebody who stubs his toe so bad that it bleeds, that's mamish like bringing a carbon oiler. You put the dam of an oiler on there, that hurts like, it's a mechaper. Amar Rava says, Rava, first of all, this is only if it's your right big toe. Then, like, you really, your leg is really moving. I mean, it's got to really hurt you. And it's only the second time around. You notice that when it's one time, you always get it a second time?
Yeah.
Did you ever notice that? You stub your toe once, then you inevitably will smash it again very soon afterwards. By the way, it turns out that this is scientifically true. And they figured out the mechanism as to why it's true. No, it's a fascinating thing. Absolutely machinatic mechanism. What happens is like this. When something is painful, as a protective mechanism, the brain tunes it out. Since it's tuned out, you don't pay attention to it. You're much more likely to bang it against something because it's no longer part, you're pretending it's not there to some extent. Mamela, you indeed bang it again. So it says the Gemara, Dafka Benikov Shani, it's only the second time around that it's Marat Kadama, because the first time doesn't quite hurt enough. And it's only where you can really curse because you were on your way to do a mitzvah. So you're getting up, you're about to go to davening, oh, and it's not again. So then already you really see yourself as a sacrifice. You see? And it's already L'shem Shamayim. So Udika Azul Dvar Mitzvah, it's almost you're on your way to do something good. You're on your way to do something bad. See that? What happens when you don't concentrate? Amar Lava Rabbi Pinchas Ben Yoyer. Now what they say about Rabbi Pinchas Ben Yoyer is that Miyamav Lo Batsa Al Pusa She'ena Shelo. He never cut a piece of bread that wasn't his own. U'miyom She'amad Al Da'ato. And from the day that he stood up on his own two legs, Lo nehenem is udat aviv. He didn't even accept anything from his own father. And so, Mamela, it's not surprising to hear that he ended up not eating at Rabbi's. I'm sure you're aware of the incredible story of the Rifungus Benyari's kever in Svat.
Did
you ever notice the Rifungus Benyari's kever in Svat is a round circle, which is very distant from the middle, and which is a big pile of stones. It's a very strange way to build a kever on Tzadikim. But the Maisa Shahaya was that kever was built like a normal kever. As a matter of fact, the number of Jews in Toronto donated money. Next morning, it was found and shattered in pieces. And they tried to do it again, and again it was shattered. They decided that it must be because it didn't want to be Nene. So he's got all the bisa, so Yosef Mivichayev, so what are you going to do? So they were misrakic, arbamis from the kever, and they built a wall around it, and it says Rifungus Ben Yoyer, but in the middle, the pile of stones is still there. Crazy story. So they're right, mamish, right there, right by your brother.
Where is it?
In the middle of town? No, in the Beit Chaim, all the way on the bottom. When you first think you reach, when you come in from the bottom, it's a round circle with Rifungus Ben Yoyer. Where you see the Tibetan prayer, the prayer wheels all around it. Well, they must be. I mean, where else did you pick up plastic bags from? I trust the Jews to make it out of plastic.
But I didn't never mind my friend who killed this today, because that's what it's been with the
ambush.
You should have told us that before the Pesula, yeah, not after the Pesula.